This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
We got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday.
Honestly, I just kind of want to, I just want to get past all the stuff. Fires, coronavirus. I was just reading something. It's so depressing.
You do, huh? You're not having fun? What?
No, isn't that weird? I do like working from home, but other than that, no thanks. I was just reading somewhere they're saying that coronavirus is likely to just become endemic, which they said meant there'll always be a baseline number of cases. You know, not everyone's going to take the vaccine. It's not just going to go away. It's just going to be a thing that and then people get it.
The they you speak of have said a lot of things, so I'm not.
Let's not believe that one.
It's always something else, and you just find yourself going, I've been checking in with friends around here now that we've got sort of I've got my people secured. Now I'm checking on other people, and some of the teenagers that are dealing with the same things, you know, in this area where we already had a pandemic and back to school was coming and that's not happening. And then the fire happens and the fire is all time. It's historic for all the wrong reasons. So young people are looking, like, forget about us in that we've had time to establish ourselves and sort of put imagine being 17 to 22 and going, what? You know, like,
when does this stop? When does life
fire?
Stop?
Yeah, I can see that our mental resilience is being tested to the max.
And no question about that.
That's even with, like, I mean, I feel pretty stable, and yet there's no doubt I'm not built for much. I've told my wife, like, seriously, don't go out driving around. We don't need a car accident or frankly, we don't need anything else right
don't
now.
We've already.
Move. Well, that's... Don't leave. Don't breathe.
I mean, she knew the point I was making for sure. We've been through, you know, a car theft and a house evacuation, and it's just a lot. It's like, if we could just not have anything else go wrong for a few minutes, that'd be great.
Just for a little bit, you know?
Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure our refrigerator is going to break and melt, and we're going to come
rotten.
The engine, the motor, thing sounded like it was grinding out its last
breath of air. Is it a Sub-Zero?
No, it's a KitchenAid, but it should be good, but it came with the house, so I don't know.
Yeah. How old is the house?
Hold on.
Like, what year was it built?
I'm not really sure. I'll guess 06.
It is a fairly new house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know what the life of a fridge is. All I know is it seems like the more you pay for a fridge, the more problems you have with it. Like,
is
we have a Sub-Zero. We've had to replace some compressor thing twice. It's like, are you serious? It's a brand new fridge. And it's with an expensive one.
And what is their story? What do they say in their own defense?
They don't. They just say, well, we'll send a guy out.
They say a standard fridge lasts from 10 to 18 years.
Yeah, you know what? When I was a kid, the fridges lasted 10 to 18 centuries. I mean, they just, they never gave up. Nothing ever happened to them.
You want to hear something trippy, and I've noticed this in most things, actually. Okay. In, like cars, I've noticed it. The technology has made so many things have so many
extra
different
features.
Variety of features and uses but they don't hold up as good. Like even my wetsuits and surfing, they're like butter. They're so comfortable, but they tear like you can't believe. You just go, that thing just tore. They've made them super comfy, but they don't last for crap. Same right. with, I think, a lot of the tech stuff that where they've plugged tech in, you just go, oh, well, that's great, except that I don't know that these little radar things on my car are going to keep, you know, stay trustworthy for how the life of the car. Probably
well,
not.
And it's,
I always
there's
remember
planned,
Vinny says
planned
that
obsolescence.
About cars.
What's that?
I always remember Vinny saying that about cars when he bought a car. He was like, more things to break, and I want all that extra stuff because
no,
there's
true.
More things to break.
Well, listen, you know, that's how they, if they, what do they say that they, shortly after they invented the light bulb, they could have made one that lasted forever. They could make one that the filament just doesn't, I mean, unless you smashed the bulb, you never had to replace that thing. But if they do that, then people buy the bulbs they need and never have to buy bulbs again. Like, it's like the iPhone. That those first iPhones, they still physically exist. They've just been, you know, it's like a trick that they're playing on us to get $1,000 out of us every year, you know? Like cars, they're like, oh, these cars that run forever, forget it. We're not in the business of selling spark plugs. We're in the business of selling cars. Let's make them super complicated, really expensive to fix, and have to replace them every now and then.
Apple's story yesterday was... Hi, Gretchen. The Apple story yesterday was that they've reached $2 trillion in value. And as I was reading it, I had an iPhone, an iPad, and two laptops on my table looking at me that were both Apple. And I just thought, I have absolutely bought in to the whole thing. Like,
absolutely.
I'm up to my neck in Apple.
And even if you're anti-Apple, you've bought into something because you've got a phone. You've got a pad. You've got a laptop. You've got a desktop. I mean, we're all in this, you know. Okay, maybe you're taking a stand and you're not an Apple. Good for you. Good for you going for second best. You know, but that's the thing. It's we all have, like, life becomes that you need to have these certain things, and then because you're otherwise you can't keep up with everybody else, and then they cost so much money. John's Apple laptop, which by the way is like. I got it. It's got to be 10 years old, right? Every month he brings it in and drops another couple $100 on. Like, can you please fix this or that? Like, the thing is just falling apart. I'm like, John, you've bought that thing 3 times over. It's time. Just get it. No, I have put money into this. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm aware of that. Now get one that you won't have to put money in for a while. Like, you just better. And that sucks. That's so disposable. No. That you're just that, you've just got to go buy the new one because it's just not worth it. Don't fix it. Just buy a new one because that's what they want and that's the way the company's set up.
Right. Well.
Well, it's nice to be angry about something besides coronavirus and fires.
Well, that's for sure.
You know. But you're,
well,
but yeah,
we got
so
good
your fridge,
news.
Your fridge is, I'm sure it'll be fine.
No,
I'm not sure at all.
Fact,
I'm just trying
I'll
to
come
console
back
you.
To a soaking wet floor and stinky, rotten food. But whatever,
hey,
I can't do
leaving,
anything about it.
Are they leaving the power on while you guys are evacuated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Last I checked, anyway, and that's I last checked at I was escorted out and asked nicely enough. To not come back, and we had an understanding, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like
we want to
I'm
rest
not,
you right
I'm not
now
going,
if you promise to not come back.
Yeah,
here.
I'm not playing games with that. I don't want. I want. You know, I don't want no
yes,
trouble. I don't.
Know.
I just don't. I'm not.
Hey, you could probably. You have a security system, don't you? Have an app for that. You could probably tell if. I mean, if that's on, then the power's on, right?
No, yeah, and I'm not, I'm really, when I finally left there the other day, whatever day that was, and it's all a blur, so I can't even access that at the moment, but, you know, whatever that was, we've got what we need, and we're done. We're just, right. We're leaving it to the police. There were things that I felt like we needed that I didn't want to rebuy, including certain comfort items that, you know, and a few food items that my wife needs to cook my kid food. There's things that we were like, we're not going to be able to order the medicines and things. So we just
got went the back things and you needed, right?
I went back and scooped that stuff up. I got the sound machine for the baby and my older kid falls asleep to these CDs of The Little Treehouse. Are you familiar with that series of books?
Yes.
She puts those on and falls asleep to them every night. And so I grabbed the stack of CDs and the little player, CD player. Sorry, I had you know what was going through my head was a completely, I'm sure, racist term for the stereo player.
Oh, what, boombox?
Is that ghetto blaster? Is that?
Oh, ghetto blaster.
I'm sure that's not okay, right?
Oh. I didn't even think of that one. Yeah, I'm sure that's not okay. Don't say that.
So, I was trying not to, but anyway. Sure. We got this stuff, and I'm not going back, and it doesn't matter. And the police are watching everything, and you can see at last night's press conference for my area fire, and people have been writing in like, that's not the, I understand, but that's the one I'm in.
Yes.
So please understand that, you know, I can't keep an eye on all the fires when I got one eye directly on the fire that's approaching
threatening your house. Right.
Right. So that's, I'm kind of caught up in that.
Yes, there are. We totally get that. I mean, certainly we've mentioned the other fires too. They're huge. I mean, it's, and they're Bay Area wide. Believe me, we're certainly well aware of it.
So, but anyway, they've got the area locked down. They're doing their job, and I'm beyond appreciative and grateful to see them know what to do. You know, they know what to do. And so I got what I needed and I'm out. And yesterday was actually a day of, I don't want to say I was able to regroup or refresh, but I felt better yesterday than the day before. And it's so we're hopefully on a upward trend where I'll, you know, as the week goes, I'll sort of have recovered from evac blues or whatever those are.
Any word on containment of the one that's threatening your house?
Yeah, they're doing, you know, yesterday's press conference, they were encouraged that we didn't get any of that lightning in this area. I guess there was some in Fresno or whatever. But they had favorable wind conditions, and the guy got up there and was like, we had a good day of firefighting today. And I was just like, whew, yes.
Better, you know, better you that just than, when they than they're shaking their heads. Not a good day.
The press conferences are helpful, and they're you can tell they're working their butts off, and that they've got some reinforcements coming as far as people go. So they've been understaffed, and that's
Our first responders are that's why we're going to help raise money for them. That's who comes. That's who's guarding your house right now. That's who's fighting the fire that's threatening it. It's, you know, these are the people that we count on. You don't even think about them when there's nothing going on in your life, you know?
Right.
And it's, you know, them and paramedics and the people who run toward danger. Thanks, first responders. Yeah. We'll do what we can to thank you.
They know what to do, and that's cool. And that's encouraging. And at a time when you sort of are running around going, I need this. Why do I have a spatula in my hand? We don't need this. Jesus. No. You know, there's so many things you're like picking up and realizing like real fast. Do I need this or not?
Do you remember the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin?
Of course.
So is that the one where his wife or somebody's kicking him out of the house and he's going to take stuff with him? And he's like, and I want this. And he's like grabbing the ashtray off the end table. But I also want this. And he's got a vase over here, you know, the broom.
Yes.
And he's and whatever else. That's sort of what I picture. Like, you walk around your house, you're like, you just don't even know. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, this room, I'd be devastated. But there's no way I can carry a drum kit with me.
No.
And reasonably, you know, it's just not going to happen. Sorry, Tommy, you're going to have to bring your own drums over.
Well, Let's hope just, that's right. This conversation is just an exercise and that you never have to look at that.
Let's hope so. Yeah. And all you can do in the meantime is be ready. Get your go bag together, a couple days of clothes, the important documents you need. If you're really worried about it and you think you might not have time, pack your car now. I mean, why
Well, the
wait?
Trip on that is, and fortunately, these are the kind of things that I don't know if it's fortunate or not. I guess it's fortunate now, but these are the kind of things that I grind on all the time. And so I've already, done a trust and compiled all my papers and things and important. So we were very organized in that respect, that we knew exactly where the important papers and not everybody does. And maybe that's the first thing that you need to consider getting in order is that.
What would I be screwed if I didn't have a
right,
hard copy
paperwork
of?
Wise, you're going to want your Social Security card. You're going to want your
birth certificate,
your marriage license.
Right.
Right.
All that stuff. And that should just, put
stuff.
That in a folder or in a waterproof bag or, and just have it ready to go. I don't know. Just it does seem like the absolute essentials become obvious when you start to do an exercise like that. So, well, listen, did you head down to Monterey after the show where your fam is?
I did. I finished up here and went for a swim in the ocean, which is new routine. It's cold, but it feels really good. Like you can't feel more alive. So I did that. And then, I went and hung out with my kids and my wife took a little breaky poo. And my youngest was so excited to see me that it looked like she was trying to kill herself with the flailing and the jumping and the, and aww. I was just like,
it's been 6 hours, kid. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, I was definitely like, has she been like this? And she hadn't been. She just was excited to see her dad. And I was flattered. And yet I was trying to keep her from dying. Like she was really like losing her head. So anyway, we had a nice little afternoon and I brought them a bunch of the necessary grocery items they needed. And then I came home and got ready for bed.
So you're commuting over there? Oh, you came home to where you are now?
Yes. Back to Santa Cruz. So I went to Monterey. I went food shopping to Monterey, dropped groceries, hung out. Problem that is facing a lot of people. I'll do these stories in the news because I've got a few of them, including how the things you want to pack if you're going to be dealing with a catastrophe. So I've got a story about that. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. The other story the air quality is so bad now on top of coronavirus that you really, if you cannot be outside, that's the way to, I know it's driving you crazy and it's driving your kids crazy. And
that would be the better
choice.
Losing
it, but right now, staying out of that air, the particulate matter in the air is
well,
disgusting.
It's awful. I mean, you can barely see across your yard sometimes, When the wind, I've noticed the last couple of days, though, it's been really smoky all day. And then at like 5 o'clock, the wind changes. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God. It's almost like you don't realize how smoky and full of junk the air is until suddenly you can see the hillside that has been invisible all day. Like, oh, look at that. So that's been nice because we've been able to open up our windows in the evening and just have just that slight whiff of smoke, which I feel like we could already smell in the house anyway. Because during the day, forget it. Can't even leave the house. It's awful.
Right.
All right, listen, we're gonna play a song here. We're going to get right to it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.